this morning we have a guest joining us here in our studio. Steve Livengood is in with us this morning, and we're going to talk specifically about an event that had its first go-around last year in the spring called the Bada Bada Bing Bang Rally.
Hey, it was just one of those days. It just came up.
You don't forget the name.
Exactly. And it gets kind of boring typing it, but it works all right. It's a catchy name.
Yeah, you could have called it something else, but this you remember.
Sure, absolutely. Yeah.
Was it successful last year?
It was very successful last year. Probably the only problem we had last year is Mother Nature in eastern Nebraska wasn't cooperating. And we had a lot of folks over there that got a lot of rain and flooded basements and whatnot. And so we had about 10 people from Omaha, Lincoln, Fremont area that couldn't make it because they couldn't cross the river. It's just because their basements were wet and they didn't want to leave home.
Well, in some cases, you're moving some heavy equipment, so you don't want to take any chances. Some of this stuff, it's military equipment. Some of this stuff's a little older than I am, so you got to baby some of these things.
You know, it's ironic. I was talking to some of the other guys that were friends of the guys over there that did come, and they said, yeah, he didn't want to bring it because he doesn't like to get it wet. You know, and that's kind of, come on, it's a military truck. You don't want to get it wet. Okay, but it's a 70-year-old military truck, right. So and it's got canvas on it, so yeah, why get it wet? You know, why bring it out in the area? And you can't put it in an enclosed trailer. It takes a semi-tractor trailer to haul it anyhow.
You had pretty good participation. How was the community? Did they support it pretty well? Did they come out to see?
The community supported it well. It's like anything, where we don't have a gate and a fence, so I really can't tell you what the head count was for the public. I'll just say that the owner-operators, I gave them bada-bada-bing-bang hats. And so you could look around the parking lot and say, okay, that guy brought a truck. And if you didn't have a hat, then presumably you were, a non-owner operator, and there was a lot of people that didn't have hats on. So the public was pretty good. Although on the flip side, when we did the cruise, and I don't call it a parade because it really wasn't a parade, but when we did the cruise, and we're meeting people on the highway and on the street, and they're doing that, snap your neck kind of thing. What was that going on? And I'm thinking, they don't really know what's going on here. So I think a lot of them, they didn't expect that to happen. Oh yeah, there's going to be some army trucks down there, but they didn't. They didn't realize what it was going to be. I don't think we'll have that problem this year.
I guess we're getting ahead of ourselves. Maybe for folks who are thinking, okay, you said bada bada bing bang. I don't even know what that is. If you don't remember, well, what specifically is that?
What is a bada bada bing bang rally? It's a military vehicle rally. Way back when, last year, there's a website called Steel Soldiers where people get on there and they talk about military vehicles. And there was a new guy from Iowa that got on and said, hey, are there any rallies in the state? I said, no, they're not. We probably would have one in Des Moines. Didn't really want to bring my vehicles all the way up there and that sort of thing. So I'll have one here. And it just kind of exploded from there. So that's how we have it here, is because there aren't any here. And so we had one here. It is a military vehicle rally. Generally, the rallies are from like Friday to Sunday afternoon or something like that. Last year, I didn't really know how well it was going to work, and so I thought, let's just do it one day. We'll do it on a Saturday because, why not? We'll kind of start late in the day because they got to come from wherever, and we'll end up early in the day because they got to go back home again. So I'm calling it a rally, but it's not a conventional military rally because it's, just a short day.
Mm-hmm. First of all, why do people collect these things? Why do they want to do these types of things? Because I see where the military will take old ships and sell them for like a dollar for scrap just to get rid of them. But yet some of these things people will pay good money for and spend a lot of money maintaining and taking care of these things.
Well, first off, the government can sell it for a dollar because it's already been paid for. That's where the $500 toilet seats come in. So yeah, they can sell them for nothing because basically they don't cost anything. That doesn't necessarily work on the military vehicles. The first time, there are still places where you can buy surplus vehicles. These are the newer things. There's going to be a Hemet here, for instance, this year. That's about as new as you can get. Local fire department bought that one, converted it over to a fire truck and that sort of thing. The predominant ones that we're talking about here are literally 50, 60, 70-year-old vehicles. You can't buy those new or any other way. So Uncle Sam sold them, the $50 Jeep. Yeah, he sold it years ago. It's had, I don't know how many owners since then. You're not buying Jeeps for $50 anymore. Not from Uncle Sam and not from the guy that's wanting to sell these Jeeps. They're very expensive. To maintain them is very expensive. There's so much in the let's put the parts on it that are supposed to be there. You've not you've not looked until you've tried to find a bumper for a 50-year-old vehicle that they really don't have bumpers anymore. So yeah, they're very expensive things. They're big, they're bulky. It's not unlike collecting, I don't know, trolls or plates. People just collect all kinds of weird things. The neat part about rallies, though, are there's really no place to see these. I mean, even at car shows, you think of Corvettes and Mustangs and Camaros and that sort of thing. You go to a car show and, oh, look, there's 15 Mustangs there or something like that, and people expect to see them. You might see them cruising the streets on Saturday night. You're not going to see that with a half-track, you know, armored personnel carrier. It's not around very often. So the guys have acquired them from somewhere, spent a lot of time looking for parts for them. They finally got them, and now they're wanting some place to show them, and so that's why they're looking for the rallies to do that sort of thing.
Just like any other car show or motorcycle show, they've got these things that they've taken great care of and they're proud of. They want to show them off.
Absolutely. They, you know, I was doing a homecoming parade a couple, 3 or 4 years ago, and I was asked, can you find some military vehicles, because that was the theme of the parade. And I said, sure, I know some guys. Well, will they bring them? I said, absolutely. You know, they're always looking for a place to show their thing, because, you know, if they don't have a parade or a rally or something like that, a car show, and a lot of, you know, car shows really aren't receptive to that sort of thing, there's just no place to show it. So they're looking for a place.
Absolutely. Do you have a date set for this year?
I do have a date set for this year. It's the 21st of May, which is a ways away yet, but I've been working on this for like 3 months already. It doesn't just happen. But it's 21st of May, which is Armed Forces Day, which is kind of a problem because Armed Forces Day is a traditional day to do a motor vehicle rally. So if you don't want to come to the Bada Bada Bing Bang rally in Atlantic, Iowa to do a military vehicle show on the rally on the 21st of May, you can go to Findlay, Ohio. That's when they have theirs. Aberdeen Proving Grounds had theirs on Armed Forces Day last year. They had a conflict with Findlay, so they moved it. And there's one out in Arizona someplace. Iola, Wisconsin isn't until August. My point being, yeah, they're not very close. Not very close at all. So you go.
So you're hoping to be able to spread that out a little bit. You're far enough away from the other ones that you should be able to pull some folks in.
I am, although when I started it last year, and I got on the internet where these guys hang out and said, okay, we're going to have one, and I had at least two say, I would love to come to your rally, but I'm going to Ohio instead. And I'm like, wow, really? I cannot believe that I can't go to Atlantic because I'm going to go to Ohio instead. Where were they at? I don't know. But the folks that drive these or show these, they're not across the street. They're probably not even across the county line. They come from a long ways to show these things. So, yeah, if you've got one that's neat enough and if you want to figure out how to truck it all the way to Ohio, there's a show out there. But if you're just looking for somebody to show it close, yeah, we do the Bing Bang thing in Atlantic.
Mm-hmm. Well, I remember asking you last year with the initial rally is, you know, what can the public do? How can they get involved in this? And I think your answer was somewhere along the lines of really not much. Just be supportive and be there and enjoy the cruise when they go out for the drive.
Just show up. Really, it's not exactly the car show where don't touch that kind of thing. You know, you probably ask first, but you'll probably be able to get in these, certainly touch them, take your picture beside them, that sort of thing. The owner-operators, they love that sort of thing. I was maybe a little bit bummed last year when we did our ice cream social thing, which is midway through the cruise. You know, we left the Armory parking lot, we cruised out to Sunnyside, we stopped, had an ice cream social sort of thing, fed the drivers ice cream bars, and we visited for a bit, and then we got and headed back to the Armory. And I thought that what would happen would be people would meet us out at Sunnyside for the ice cream social. As it turned out, there was hardly anybody that showed up out there. I don't know, maybe half a dozen people. And I'm looking around like, oh, this isn't really very good, because these guys want to show their vehicles, but there's nobody there to show them to. In retrospect, at the end of it, when we got back to the Armory, I don't think it was that bad of a thing, because the guys, the owner-operators, they're not all guys, some of them are gals, had spent most of the day talking with the public, and now all of a sudden, okay, we're at a different place, and now we can talk amongst ourselves and tell the stories that happened that morning. So, yeah, just show up. And in this particular time, show up in both places.
So then if there's no real need for the public to be involved too much in there, why are we talking about this today? Well, put it on your radar. Look for it coming down the pike. It'll be kind of fun. We'll have a good time with it. It was enjoyable last year, as we've seen with the Honor Flight program that happened here a few years ago, with other types of things that happen, the Armed Forces commemorative days that we've been holding here at different times. Folks support the veterans. They support the armed forces, and they want to be involved in things like that. They want to enjoy it.
They really do, and I very much appreciate that. Of course, I was involved in both of those. Some of those are self-limiting Armed Forces commemorative days, for one. You know, we don't have the veterans that we had anymore. Without a doubt, I guess the key thing, of course, I'm a military guy. I mean, I spent half of my life in the military, and so it's kind of a quirk for me. But if you want to see half-tracks, mounted machine guns, armored personnel carriers, you know, motorcycles, Harley-Davidson motorcycles that they used in the war, you know, bulldozers that were designed to be dropped out of airplanes. If you want to see that thing, and they don't have any downtown, and they don't have any downtown, then you need to come to this thing and see them here.
You bet. And we'll talk again as we get a little bit closer and you get some of those folks lined up and we know some of the vehicles and some of the different pieces that folks will be able to see.
There's always new one coming in. I got an email yesterday. It's like, I didn't even know you had a 57-millimeter anti-tank gun, and it's really not that far away. It's going to come over. So who knows what's out there? I'm finding it.
Well, we'll keep checking, and we'll let you know more as we get a little bit closer to the event. Steve, thanks for coming by.
Thank you, Jim. It's a pleasure.